going to take you to Belfast now. Nights of violent protests in the city have left many migrant communities in Northern Ireland shaken and fearful. Multiple homes and vehicles were set alight after anti-immigration protests turned violent in the wake of a stabbing attack by a Sudanese asylum seeker in Belfast on Monday. The UK's ITV spoke to a Ugandan nursing student who was forced to flee her home as a result of the violence.
I only got three things from the house, and the only thing I did not get from the house were the letters my children wrote for me, because that is all I have from my children. The letters that they wrote for me 3 years back when I was leaving them back home. I think that is the only thing I didn't get. I only got my passport, my laptop, and my uniform, because I have to go to work.
It's a nursing student from Uganda talking about the violence in Belfast. Well, Anselme Shima moved to Northern Ireland from the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2013. And for more than a decade, he's lived in the area where houses were burnt down by protesters. In fact, much of this violence unfolded on his street. I spoke to him a short time ago. Anselme Shima, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me here, please.
And so what's the situation been like for you, for your family and your community over the past few days with this violence in Belfast?
Actually, it has been a very difficult moment having this experience in the last 2 days. I myself condemn what took place in our street on night of Monday night. It was brutal, unacceptable, and I call for the justice to take place. And my prayers and my thoughts are with the family of the victim, and we pray for the victim for a quick recovery. Mm. But the reaction, the violence is completely wrong, unacceptable.
Has it been frightening for members of your community, Anselme?
Not only frightening, but scary and horrific. Because myself, it was that Tuesday evening. I was coming back from my son's football training. And 10 minutes after, the smoke erupted in my house because the windows were still open. Mm. And my son, I remember, he asked me, "Daddy, where is this smoke coming from?" I'm married, I have three children. My firstborn is very asking so many questions. Mm. He's 9, and he's very curious, asking any question that crosses his mind, and I have to give him an answer. So he came and asked me, "Daddy, where is this smoke coming from?" I said, "I don't know. Let's just close the window to protect ourselves from the smoke." Mm. And then the minute later, it was the fire alarm of the building next to my house that went on, and my fire alarm went on as well because of the smoke that went in. So my son starts to say, "Daddy, is the fire alarm on? So we need to evacuate the house. Look, even the next building, the alarm is on, so people need to evacuate." I said, no, it's just the smoke. It will go away, because I knew what was going on outside. After the explosion of my neighbor's house and the bus which was taking fire on my road, it was, I live 50 meters away from the bus that was set alight. Mm. So with that smoke coming in and the explosions of my neighbor's house, cars being set alight, my kids came to me and said, "Daddy, are we okay here?" My son, I remember, he said, "Daddy, I'm scared." I didn't know how to formulate the sentence to tell him whatever was going on. So I pretend as if I don't know. Let's find out together. So I put the TV on so they can see by themselves and see what is going on. And then whenever I put the TV on, my son said, "Oh, Daddy, that is our street." "Yes." "Oh, Daddy, look the building. Is that building which is behind us?" "Yes." "Oh, Daddy, look, that is our house." "Yes." So that is how I said, okay, so that is what is happening, and that is the place where the smoke is coming is coming from. I told them the best thing to do now is to go to bed. So I sent them to bed, but they couldn't sleep because of the noise. People were passing by on our door with face covered, couldn't tell who is that, passing by up and down as we live on our road, which is the busiest street on the area. We couldn't sleep. My son came back to my room. I take him back. So I said, okay, let's pray for God's protection to see if we'll be able to wake up tomorrow morning. We had a sleepless night. It was a very, very scary moment, even for myself as well as for my children.
How have you tried to explain to your children the sentiments, what has been happening, particularly around racial anger in Belfast and political anger?
My children are still too young. He's 9 years old. That will be too much information to give to him. And I'm doing my best to protect him from not being able to understand the racism which is taking place on our street. Because I'll destroy his education, I'll put something bad inside of him. And my battle today is to see, this is my home, this is my country. So even if I can't have the fruit of my work today, I can prepare where the children will have their future tomorrow. So today, the battle we are fighting, what we are facing today, what can we do to prevent the children when they grow up to live the same thing?
What do you say to people when you're hearing those racist remarks, people telling you to go home, go back to where you come from?
For me, I think is mentality set, which is not right. I am a British citizen. This is my country. And I will fight for the benefit of my country. I have no other nationality. Even if you send me back to Congo, I'll need to apply for the visa to go to Congo because I'm not Congolese anymore. So where are you sending me? With my British passport. So if you try to understand things, I understand people being angry. Myself, I am. I understand people to protest, but we can do a peaceful protest. And myself, I would join that protest against the brutality on our street. Because I need my children to grow up in a peaceful community the way I have been living. I've been living in my house here for almost 10 years with good relationship with my neighbors. And that is what I may want for my children to continue to live with. So I would fight for the peace of our local community. So seeing this brutality, myself, I am shocked. I don't tolerate it. But the violence is completely wrong.
Anselme, one day when your son is much older, what will you tell him about what has happened in the past few days?
I may prefer him to discover by himself the brutality that we are facing, the racism that we are facing in our local community when he grows up, than whenever he's growing up, myself going to put bad memories in him. I try to build peace, as Jesus said, blessed are those who are the peace builders, because they'll be called the children of God. So instead of building those bad memories in my children, I prefer to build peace in them, showing them that the school is there. You can go to school like everyone else. Show the good side of the thing and try to build peace in the next generation than to keep giving bad memories to the next generation, and they will never have peace in our local community.
Anselme Shima, thank you very much for joining me from Belfast this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.